This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the country is seeking to break Russia's siege of Mariupol as Russia continued to assault the southern city and threatened to increase its missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky said he met with the country's military leaders Friday to discuss the situation in Mariupol, where fighting raged around a steel and ironworks plant. Zelensky said the details cannot be made public now, but we are doing everything we can to save our people. Russia used long-range bombers to attack Mariupol on Friday for the first time since its February 24th invasion, this according to a spokesman for Ukraine's defense ministry. The spokesman said the situation in Mariupol is difficult and hard. Fighting is happening right now. The Russian army is constantly calling on additional units to storm the city, but as of now, the Russians haven't managed to completely capture it. In Kyiv, Russia fired missiles into the city early Friday. Russia said its missiles hit a factory and warned of more missile attacks on the capital. Also in the capital region, the regional police chief told reporters that more than 900 bodies of civilians have been discovered following the withdrawal of Russian forces. Elsewhere, Russian forces were concentrating on seizing the city of Rubizhna and Popazhna in Ukraine's east. The area's regional governor said Russian shelling also hit a residential area in Kharkiv, killing 7 people, including a small child. 34 people were injured. Tensions between Russia and the European Union increased Friday as Russia expelled 18 EU diplomats. It comes in retaliation for Brussels' decision earlier this month to expel 19 Russians. This is VOA News. Ukraine says its missiles hit a Russian warship that later sank, and the Pentagon now believes that was the case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Just yesterday,
we cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile.
But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also did not refute the reports. And today, a senior defense official says the U.S. now believes at least one and probably two anti-ship missiles hit the cruiser, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow would not say the ship was attacked, only that a fire on board caused heavy damage. The vessel sank yesterday while being towed to port, a major symbolic defeat for Russia in a war already seen as a huge blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of faithful attended the Way of the Cross prayer service presided over by Pope Francis at Rome's Colosseum on Friday, a ceremony overtaken by the war in Ukraine. It was the first time the traditional event had been held at the Colosseum since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic late in 2019. Good Friday is observed 2 days before Easter, Christianity's most important holiday. The Pope, who has repeatedly condemned the conflict in Ukraine and has called for an Easter ceasefire, prayed that the adversaries shake hands and, in his words, taste mutual forgiveness. The Way of the Cross event was held in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican in 2020 and 2021. Few people attended. Among the families entrusted with carrying the crucifix this year at each of the 14 stations of the cross were 2 women, 1 Russian and 1 Ukrainian, who are lifelong friends. The Vatican had added commentary in Ukrainian and Russian for the broadcast of the event. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has repealed his traffic-clogging immigration order that backed up commercial trucks at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Abbott wanted to cut down on the flow of migrants and drugs.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will continue to thoroughly inspect vehicles entering into the United States from every Mexican state except Nuevo León.
But tensions forced the repeal. Some truckers reported waiting more than 30 hours to cross. Others blocked one of the world's busiest trade bridges in protest. Governor Abbott is up for re-election in November. His opponent, Democrat Beto O'Rourke, says this was completely unnecessary.
And did absolutely nothing to improve the security and safety of El Paso, of Laredo, of FAR, of any one of our border communities, of the state of Texas, or of the United States of America.
Pressure was building on the governor to retreat as gridlock on the border got worse. I'm Ed Donahue.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.